Listening Library presents Acid by Emma Pass. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham, Nicholas Guy Smith, and Suzanne Crowley. This is Fiona Hardingham.
Malway. Chapter 1. Malway, Maximum Security Prison, Outer London. 12th of April, 21:13. The first time I notice the new inmate is when we're all lined up outside our cells for morning headcount. He's standing five doors down from me, sneaking glances at the rest of us as the guards wave their wrist scanners across our hips to read the spy tags that are implanted when we first get here. His blonde hair is cropped close, and the white T-shirt, straining across his gut, is crisp and fresh. He must have arrived in the night. When his gaze lands on me, he does a double take, just as I knew he would. Watching him out of the corner of my eye, I can tell what he's thinking as clearly as if he'd said it out loud. A girl? Here? What the hell? And then, so quickly I almost miss it, a smile flickers across his lips, his eyes narrowing as his surprise turns to anticipation. A girl? Here? What are the chances? I curl my lip into a snarl, half tempted to go over there and introduce him to my fists. What a creep. But what did I expect? At Malway, I stand out like, well, like a 17-year-old female in a prison full of men. One of the guards, dressed in a black acid uniform, reaches me. Strong, Jenna, prisoner ID 4347X, he intones. I clasp my hands behind my back, gazing straight ahead, feeling Creep's stare drilling into me. What's she in for? I hear him ask one of the other guards. The guard doesn't answer, just scans his hip and moves on down the line. After the count, breakfast is served, cereal and watery substitute milk. A lot of the food we get here is sub-super cheap, made out of synthetic protein. Real food isn't worth wasting on criminals. As usual, I eat standing up, leaning against a pillar by the catwalk in front of the cells, one foot tucked up behind me. This crap gets worse every day, one of the guys at a nearby table grumbles, lifting up his spoon and letting the mushy grey cereal plop back into his bowl. Neil Rennick, ex-Anarchy Regiment, who, 10 years ago, blew up an acid van with 15 agents inside it before going on the run. Acid finally caught up with him last year, and a month after his arrival, he tried to corner me in my cell, which is how he got the scar that runs from his right eyebrow to the corner of his jaw. I got 5 weeks in solitary, but it was worth it. Now he leaves me alone, just like everyone else. They're trying to kill us, is what they're trying to do, Rennick says loudly, looking around, trying to gather an audience. And you know what? They can go. A guard hears him and steps forward. Watch that mouth of yours, Rennick, he says, jabbing the muzzle of his pulse gun between Rennick's shoulder blades and flipping the charger switch back. The gun powers up with a whine. Rennick clenches his jaw, and after a few moments, the guard steps away. Every so often, the inmates' hatred will spill over, and they'll riot. It's happened 4 times since I came here, although I'm not stupid or suicidal enough to have been involved. But at this time of day, everyone's still half asleep. Rennick finishes his cereal in silence. I see Creep staring at him in the guard. Rennick sees too, and gives him the finger. When I've eaten my breakfast, I return to my cell. The other inmates have to share theirs with 5, sometimes even 6 other people, but I have mine to myself, the one and only concession the prison have made to my gender. Peering into the square of polished metal riveted to the wall by my bunk, I run my hand over my scalp. Every other day, I shave it with a razor made out of a sharpened plastic spoon, which I keep hidden inside a loose section of my bunk frame. It goes better with the scars on my face and the shadows under my eyes than the waist-length, glossy chestnut hair I had 2 years ago, when I was a privileged upper girl with her own ensuite bath.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?